I know in my own case, having low vision, for many years I was in pretty heavy denial about my condition, and not even knowing it. And that's the thing about being in denial, you don't know you're in denial.
The light catches the edge of my chair and gleams its existence into my eyes. I walk forward and bend my knees down into a crouch. My hand rests on my left thigh, preparing for an unknown reach. I'm expecting 6 inches, but make contact far sooner than I think. The surprise resonates up my arm, down my spine, up the back of my neck.
Any kind of assistance, simply because I did not want to advertise the fact that I was visually impaired, did not want to tell the world that I was that vulnerable.
My fingers feel the cold, hard steel of frame. Floating out of its hardness is a soft bulge. Feels like leather. Feels like red. My palms widen to appreciate the fullness and depth of what I am holding. This is the chair. Satisfied, I push down through the elbow and my knees uncurl. I push my right knee towards the steel frame to guide me to its right angle. My right knee leads the left across the front frame. My eyes and head scan the room, casually, hoping to divert the odd, curious gaze. Reaching down with my right hand, I give myself the assurance that I have indeed found the center.
And could sort of fake it in the sight of the world, and found it beneficial to do so, except, of course, every once in a while when I couldn't fake it, and the wheels would fall off, and I would be exposed as having much lower vision than I was pretending to have, which would be, in some cases, could be terribly embarrassing.
Go. Down my butt. Impact. Both hands reach to the sides, guiding me once again to the center. When my hands are at equal distance from my hips, I know I have reached optimum sitting position. I smile. My legs cross one over the other, and I lean seductively forward, hand resting under chin. I stare out into the cafe with a twinkle, diverting my audience from recognizing the effort invested in such a simple action.
Am I ready to tell the world that I'm a blind person by using an ID cane every time I need to? I find that, for me personally, I will use an ID cane at an airport or some unfamiliar place where I simply... It avoids the embarrassment of asking a question like, can you tell me where the bathroom is? And they point at it. The bathroom sign, which is 10 feet away, and look at you like you have a severe mental disability. I find that embarrassing. So with the cane, when you ask, then it totally solves all problems. And as a white cane user yourself, I'm sure you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, yes. Well, yes. And actually, I'm amazed sometimes, even when I am carrying the cane, that people still point and say, over there. But at least they don't make false assumptions about your ability to understand what they're telling you.
That's right.
Which I think makes a
But there was a decision there, and there is a decision in using a device like the cane to tell the world that you have this disability, perhaps expose a certain vulnerability. And that those kinds of decisions are all wrapped up in the use of technology.